Boker Tov, good morning. Today's class is on Daf Samech Hey, Daf 65. We left off towards the bottom of the page on 64b. The Gemara begins on the bottom of 7 Samech Dalet Amud Bet. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Seror v'zorko, egoz v'notelo. If a child is at the age where you give him a stone, a rock and he throws it, or a little nut and he takes it, he is able to be zoche things. He can acquire things through zechiyah. He can acquire them to him for himself, but not to others. Right? Sometimes if somebody wants to acquire something to someone, he will do a kinyan and be mizake. He will merit it, this object, to that person through someone else. So if he does it through this child, it would not go through. Chefetz umachaziro la'achar sha'ah, but let's say it's an object and the owner wants it back after some time, short time period. Zoche bein la'atmo bein acharim. With that type of object, he can be zoche also for himself, also for others. Ki amrita kamed Shmuel, when they said this in front of Shmuel, Amarli, he said to me, da v'da achati. Both of these are one. So my da v'da achati. What did he mean by both of these are one? Amar Rav Chisda. Both cases, what he meant to say was that you are zoche for yourself, meaning you're able to acquire it through zechiyah for yourself, but not, you cannot be mizakeh this through this child for somebody else in both types of cases. He has a contradiction. Ketzan mishtatfin b'mavoy. In Masechet Erovin, we teach, how do you join together the courtyard? How do they join together with the people who have in the alleyways? If they want to join together to be able to carry, how do they do shitufei mevo'ot? So he says, maniach et chavit. You place a barrel. Ve'omer harez zol echol b'nei amavoy. This is for all the people in the alleyway. Okay? U'mezake lahem al yedei beno u'bito ha'gedolim. And he can merit it to them through his son or daughter, the obviously above age bar mitzvah, v'al yedei avdo v'shivchato ha'ivrim, or his slave and maidservant, Hebrew maidservant or slave. So the Gemara says, "Hai shivcha hechidame." What is this maidservant? How is she? Id atyashtei sarot. If she's an adult who brought two pubic hairs already, my ba'yagabe. What is she still doing under his surveillance? Meaning, she can go free, a Hebrew maidservant, once she gets to that age, that she has two pubic hairs, she can be able to go free. Ella love de lo ati ashtei sarot. Is it not talking about a case where she has not yet brought two pubic hairs? V'katani zochei l'acharim. And still, what did we say? We said she can merit it to other people. You can do zechiyah through her for other people. But she's a child. How can you do that? So the Gemara says, shani shitufei mevo'ot derabanan. No, the combining of people through these alleyways is only a rabbinic enactment, and that's why we were lenient in this case to do it through a katan. But in general, if it's a deoraita, you would not be able to do it.
A maidservant goes free once they go old.
A Hebrew maidservant, once they get to age of adult old, huh? Male and female, once they get to age of adult old, and they have two pubic hairs, they go free. Amar Rav Chisda, ishtik vardaan. Vardaan stayed silent, he didn't have an answer. So the Gemara says, my havalei lemeimar, what could he have said? Called the takun rabbanan, kein deoraita takun. Whatever the rabbis established, it's just like they established it from the Torah. So why didn't he answer that? Ve'idach, why didn't he say that? Ki amrinam called the takun rabbanan, kein deoraita takun, v'milta de'id la'ikam in the Torah. When do we say that anything that the rabbis established, it's like a deoraita? That's only when it has a source to it from the Torah. But of a milta the late la ikar min the Torah, no. But if something does not have a source to it from the Torah, we will not say that it's like it is from the Torah. Meitiv Rav Avya is a contradiction. We say ma'arimin al maaser sheni is in Masechet Maaser Sheni. Mishnah over there says that you're allowed to do ha'arama with maaser sheni. Meaning what? You're allowed to do some type of trick that you don't have to pay an extra chumash, an extra 1/5. Let's see how. Ketzad. Omer Adam Libno Bito Gdolim, you say to your adult children, La Avdova Shivchato Ivrim, or his Hebrew slaves, Halachem, or Helachem Ma'ot Alalu, take this money, Ufdu Bahin Maaser Shenize, and through this money, redeem this Maaser Sheni. So you have, let's say, these slaves who are eating on his table, and he says, here is this money, redeem the Maaser Sheni with this money. Right? What's Maaser Sheni? In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, there's different Maasor that have to be given, not to go through all the details. There's a Maaser Sheni, this 10%, that needs to be brought up to Yerushalayim and Eden, or it needs to be redeemed on money, and the money has to be taken and bought food and drink in Yerushalayim. So he's saying, redeem it with this money. Meaning, don't he doesn't if he does it with his own, he would have to pay the extra 1/5. When he does it with other people's, he doesn't have to pay the extra 1/5. So he's doing this technique that he doesn't have to pay the extra 1/5. So the Gemara says, "Hi, shivcha hechidame. What is this maidservant? What is she like? If she's brought two pubic hairs and she's an adult, my baya agabe. What is she doing with the slave owner? She's allowed to go free." It must be talking about that she does not have two pubic hairs, and therefore, what do we see? We're relying on a child to go through a child to do some type of acquiring. So the Gemara says, what are we dealing with here? Ma'aser bismanazed rabbanan. No, we're talking about ma'aser nowadays, which ma'aser nowadays is only rabbinic, and that's why we would rely on a child. The Gemara says, do we have such a thing as a maidservant, a Hebrew maidservant nowadays? Is that really a thing? We don't have Hebrew slaves unless it's during the time of the Yovel, and we don't have the Yovel today. So therefore there's no Hebrew slaves. So how can you say it's talking about a Maaser Derabanan, it's talking about Ama Ivriya? Ela, it must be Ba'atzit She'enon Nakuv Derabanan. It must be talking about a plant that is not perforated, it doesn't have holes, and therefore it's not attached, connected to the ground. So it would not be a Deoraita Chiyuv and Maaser, only be a Derabanan. Let's see. No Rashi. Okay. Huh?
What does that mean?
It's a like a plant type of thing that it's not perforated. It doesn't have holes on the bottom that would be rooted to the ground. And so therefore, when it's type of thing like that, it's not a Deoraita requirement of Maaser. It's only a rabbinic enactment. Amarava, Shalosh Midot Bekatan. There are three Midot when it comes to a child. Okay, what does it mean? Sror Vizorko. There are three levels. So if you give a child a stone, you can move. Here, come see. If you move a child, if you give a child a stone, Vizorko, and he throws it. Or Egoz Venotlo, or a nut, and he takes it. Zochel Atmo Ve'en Zochel Acherim. He can do Zechiyah, he can acquire for himself, but he cannot acquire something for someone else. Ukenegdan Biktana, in that age, for a young girl, Mitkateshet Le'me'un. She can have done Kiddushin to her, with regards to mi'un. What is mi'un? Mi'un is whenever, let's say, a mother or a brother of the young girl wants to marry her off. They can marry her off midrabanan. And there's something called mi'un. Mi'un means when up until she gets to a certain age, she's able to do refusal. She can refuse and say, no, I don't want to be married to this guy. So she would be mitkadeshet at this age. She would be married at this age by her mother or brother. Hapa'otot, young child, we learned that it's 6 or 8 year old, something like that. Mekachan mekach, umimkaran mimkar, bimkaltelin. Their purchases and sales count when it's movable property. Ukenegdan biktana, and when a young girl that age, mitkareshe bikidushe avia, she can be divorced with the kidushe of avia, or with the kidushin of her father. She says, "Mishiyegi la yamim halalu mishalcha veina chozeret karena ba umidgareshet bekabalat atzma afilu kibel ba avia kiddushin v'met tafal bisha kiddushia kiddushin mina Torah." Even if, let's say, the father had received kiddushin on her behalf, she can, and the father died now, she can receive her gerushin and be divorced at that age, 6 to 8. Higiul onat nedarim. If they got to the age of nedarim, taking nedarim, which is, let's say, 1 year before her, let's say, bat mitzvah. Nidrehen neder ekdeshan hekdesh. Their neders take effect like a neder. Hekdesh, anything they consecrate to the Beit HaMikdash would be consecrated. Ukenegdan miktana choletzet. And a young girl at that age, if she's brought her signs, she brought her pubic hairs, she would already be able to do chalitza, which if, let's say, the husband dies, they don't have children, she can sever the marriage with the whole shoe process, takes off the shoe, and not have to marry the brother or no, in-law. Velimkor benechse aviv, to be able to sell the properties of the father. So then it's Ad Shiyeh Ben Isrim. You have to be 20. That's what he says. Okay? New Mishnah. Ketana Shamra, if a young girl said, Hitkabeli Giti, receive my get for me. Eino get Ad Shiyagia get Leada. It's not considered a divorce until the get gets to her own hands. Lefichach, therefore, Imratza Abba Lachzor Yachzor, if the husband wants to retract on giving the get, he can until it gets to her hands. She'en Katano says Shaliach, because a young person under Bar Mitzvah cannot make a Shaliach. If the father of the girl said to this messenger, Shaliach, go and receive the get for my daughter, he cannot retract. Ha'omer ten get zeh le'ishti. If someone says, give this get to my wife, in this specific place, Untanola makom acher, and you gave her the get in another place. You said give it to her in Great Neck, you gave it to her in Roslyn. So the Gemara says pasul. In that case, the get would be pasul. Harebe makom ploni. If you say give this get to her, she's in Great Neck. Untanola makom acher. Oh, but you only saw her in Queens. Kasher would still be kosher because you didn't say give it to her in that place. You said that's where she is. You were just telling him that's where she is. If a woman says to her shaliach, go and receive this get for me in this place, and he received it for her in a different place, pasul, it's pasul. Rabbi Eliezer, some say it's Rabbi Eliezer, machshir, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's kosher. If someone says, if someone says, bring me my get from this place, and he brought it from another place, kasher, it's still considered kosher, again with the same idea that he's not telling her you can only bring it from that place. He's saying this is where it is right now, go and bring it. Okay, so why, when we brought the cases in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, he only disagreed on the latter case. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Resha de lo palik, Mishnah Seva de palik. Why Rabbi Elazar is the only disagree on the latter case in the Mishnah and not on the earlier case in the Mishnah? So the Gemara, right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, we said, if he says, give this get to my wife in this place, and if he doesn't give it in that place, it's pasul. Rabbi Elazar didn't disagree over there. But when it came to the seifa, right, that we said in our Mishnah, if somebody says, receive this get for me in this place, the wife says, and he receives it in a different place, Rabbi Elazar said, it's kosher, but Tanakh Abba said, it's pasul. So why did Rabbi Elazar only disagree in that case? So the Gemara says, ihu demidate garish kapit. The husband, who he, with his own mindset, his own knowledge, he is divorcing her. Therefore, he is strict, he is makpid, that it is done exactly how he says it. It's done in that specific place that he said to do it. Whereas, that the Baal Korchamit Garesh, the woman gets divorced against her own will. So therefore, Mar'a Makom Hilo. She's just saying, get me my divorce from that place. It just means that's where it is. But she's not saying, if you get it from somewhere else, I'm not divorced. Because she doesn't have that jurisdiction, because she can be divorced against her will.
So the husband's dad is only...
The husband's dad is what really matters. So if he says from that place, it has to be done from that place. That's why Rabbi Elazar didn't disagree and say it's kosher in the first case when the husband says it. New Mishnah. Havali giti. Someone says, bring my get to me. Ochelet, and she's the wife of a kohen. Ochelet b'truma ad she'agia get le'adav. She can eat truma until the get comes to her hands. Itkabeli giti. But if he says, receive my get, she says, receive my get for me. Asura le'chol b'truma miyad. She's not allowed to eat truma any longer. If he says, receive my get from me in this place, she says, Ochelet b'truma she'agia get la'oto makom. She can eat truma until the get gets to that specific place. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer oser miyad. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's asur to eat truma right away. So the Gemara says, v'gita mihave, mihave, v'gita mihave. The Gemara says that, no, wait, hold on. It's still, nevertheless, it's still considered a get. But v'amar d'resha, lo v'gita. What we said in the earlier case, it's not considered a get. Right? We said that whenever it is, it's not considered a get until it gets to that specific place that you said to bring it to. So why is it repeating itself in this Mishnah, saying that, oh, it's not a get until you bring it to that place? So the Gemara says, "Lotzricha de amra lehitkabeli gita mematam mechasya." She said, "Receive my get for me in this place called Matam Mechasya." Vezimni in the mashkacha lebevel. Sometimes you're going to find my husband in Babylonia. Oh, why did she say that? This is what she was saying to the shaliach. Mishkal kol hecha de mashkachat le shaklei mine. Anywhere you find my husband, receive the get for me, wherever it is. It doesn't actually need to be in this place. But flipping the amud, gita lo have ademateh matam mechasya. But it's not considered again until you get it to this place called matam mechasya. Meaning, it doesn't have to be received there, but it has to be brought there in order for me to be divorced. V'Rabbi Elazar oser miyad. Rabbi Elazar says asur miyad. So the Gemara says, pshita, obviously, daham mara makom hilo. It's only, just she's only telling the shaliach where the get is. She's not saying it has to be from there. So why would it be pasul? So the Gemara, when it says, daham mara makom hilo, Rashi says, daham rabbi lazar le'el, isha kivan delav bedida talia, kevi'ut mekoma lo hav yakpeda, elak mara makom, yeah. So since he's saying that, she's just showing where the place is, so therefore it's not contingent on the woman in any way. Meaning, once the get is getting to that place, right? From our Mishnah, I was saying that if she says, "Receive this get for me in this place," once the get gets to that place, we said that's when it comes asur. Rabbi Elazar said, no, it's asur right away. Why asur right away? Because she has no jurisdiction. She doesn't have a say in this whole thing. So it's obvious. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha de amrale. She said to the shaliach, Zil le mizrach de ite me mizrach. Go to the east. He's in the east, my husband. V'ka'azel ma'arav. She went, and the shaliach went to the west. Ma'u de tema, I would have thought, ma'arav ha'leite. I would have thought, oh, the husband's not in the west, so she won't get divorced. Kamashmalan, that's why the Gemara teaches us, Dilma b'hadi de ka'azel megas ga'is be'yav le gita. Maybe on the way to the west, he bumped into the shaliach bumped into the husband, and the husband gave the shaliach the get on the way over there. So we wouldn't think that just because the shaliach didn't listen to the woman going to where she said, we don't think that means he didn't get the get. However, in the shulchan, someone says to his messenger, "Arev li betmarim." Okay, now this is going to be talking about eruvei techumin. What is eruvei techumin? On Shabbat, every person has a tchum. Tchum means you're only allowed to walk up until 2,000 amot outside of your city, to the borders of your city, outside of the borders of your city. You have an extra 2,000 amot. But there's something called eruv. You're allowed to take this eruv, place it in a certain place, and extend your 2,000 amot further. You can make it an extra 2,000 amot. How so? You would take that eruv and you would place it at the end of your 2,000 amot as is, and it would extend it even further. It's kind of like an extension. So
2,000 amot out of your city or out of a city?
Out of the city that you are present in at the start of Shabbat. Out of the borders of that city. So where are the borders of that city? 2,000 amot are. It's a little bit confusing in type of city like Great Neck. Yeah, do we consider New York the city, or do we consider Great Neck the city, and therefore you can't go to Roslyn? I would assume that it's definitely within this area is perfectly fine. But for a person to go from Great Neck to Manhattan, maybe, who knows? I don't know if that would be leaving the thing. It may all be considered still part of New York. So therefore, it's not really considered leaving the city. So it may still be not a problem. But sometimes, going, let's say, from New York or outside of New York, if a person wanted to do that, that would definitely be problematic. But he's saying, if somebody says to his shaliach, Arev li betmarim, make an eruv for me at that place with dates. Ve'erev lo begrogarot, he used figs by accident. Or begrogarot, ve'erev lo betmarim. Or he said to use figs and he used dates by accident. Tane chada, one Tana taught, eruvo eruv, that it counts as an eruv. Tane idach, the other Tana taught, in eruv eruv, it does not count as an eruv. So what's the contradiction? Amar Rabba, first answer, lakashia. Ha Rabbanan, ha Rabbi Elazar. It's a machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar that we just saw. What was the machloket? Ha Rabbanan, the Amrik Beda. The Rabbanan, the Tanakama that we saw, said the husband is makbid. And so therefore, since there's actual kpeda, it depends on the place. So therefore, we are also, since there's actual kpeda, he said, I want you to take X, I want you to take dates, you took figs, that's not what I asked you to take.
How do you make an eruv out of dates?
You use the dates and you place it over there and you say, this is my eruv for eruv techumin. So he says, but, ha Rabbi Elazar, but this is opinion of Rabbi Elazar, damar marama kum hilo. I know he's only saying, I'm just showing you the place where I want you to pick up the get. So too, I'm just telling you to use something for my eruv. It's not dafka to use dates, it could be anything, I'll just set dates as an example. That would be the machlokin. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef gives this an answer. Ha viha Rabbanan. Both of them are really following the opinion of the Rabbanan. And kan b'shelo, kan b'shel chavero. The difference would be, if it was his own food versus if he was asking from his friend's food. What's the difference? So if it was his own food, the eruv counts. Right? Because he doesn't care what you use. He just gave an example. But if he was saying, with my friend's food, he was saying, his friend gave him permission to use his dates. So you told the shaliach, go and use his dates for my eruv. And the guy went and used his figs. Obviously that's not an eruv, because he didn't give you permission to use his figs, his friend's figs. So therefore that would be another answer how you explain the machlokin. The Gemara says, "Amale Abaye ve'ela hadetanya." But that's what we have in the Beraita. It says, "Haomer l'shulchov." Someone says to his messenger, "Arev li b'migdal, make me an eruv in this tower, or ve'erev lo v'shovach, or he made it in this like a birdhouse or something." And he says, or the other way around, he says, "B'shovach ve'erev lo b'migdal." He said in the shovach, and he made it for him in the migdal. The Tanya, the Beraita says, "Chada, the Tanya chada eruvo eruv." One Tana taught that the eruv counts. The other Tana says, no, ain't eruv eruv. Eruv does not count. So hatam my shelo v'shelo chavero ika. According to your second answer, according to Rabbi Yosef that said, the machloket is between if it's his own produce or another person's produce. Over here, what produce is there? He's saying, make an eruv in this place, you made it in another place. Make it in that place, make it in this place. What does that have to do with your fruit or somebody else's produce? It has nothing to do with that. So the Gemara says, no, it does. Hatam nami ika pered de migdal u pered de shovach. You think it's talking about, you thought it was talking about place my eruv in this migdal, in this tower that's at the end of the 2,000 amot. But that's not what he was saying. He was saying that in the actual tower itself, it's not saying to place it there, and go and take fruits that are in there, and go and use them for the eruv. But whose fruits are those? Oh, so it could be his, or it could be somebody else's. If it was his fruits, then he doesn't care, whichever fruits you use. If it was somebody else's fruits, and he said, go do it in the fruits that are in the tower, and you went and did it in the fruits that are in the other one, that wouldn't be good, because the guy only gave the friend permission to use the fruits in that specific place, not in this specific place. So it could be talking about the fruits that are actually in that place. Rashi says, Ela arevli mi perot ploni sheyesh lo b'migdal. Use these fruits of my friend that are in this place, in this tower, let's say. But it's only in that place is he allowed to use the eruv, the fruits, not in another place. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We start in the Amud Bet by talking about this young child is only allowed to be zochel atzmo, can acquire things for himself, cannot acquire things for others. We got to the Amud Aleph, the second part of the daf, was about the new Mishnah. Mishnah said, a katan is not able to make a shaliach, he's not able to make a messenger, right? So only until once the woman gets to get herself, if she's a child, then she would be divorced. Part number three was we were discussing when do we say the woman would become asura to eat truma, she's the wife of a kohen, if she made a messenger, right? So if she said, bring me my get, she's not asura until she gets the get. If she says, receive my get, then she's asura to eat it right away. That was the new Mishnah. And the final part of the daf, which is the Amud Bet, which is the machloket between Rabban and Rabbi Yosef. If a guy says to the messenger, make an eru for me with these dates, he made it with the figs, or the vice versa, we had a machloket if it counts or not. So what's the machloket? So Rabbi explained the machloket is between Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbanan is makbid that whatever I told you, you have to do. So therefore, it's not an eruv. Rabbi Lazar says, no, I was just giving an example. Rabbi Yosef, second answer, he says, no, there really it's all following the opinion of Rabbanan. And his difference is it his own produce or somebody else's produce? If it's his own produce, then what do we say? We said it's his own produce. He doesn't care which one to use. He just gave an example. If it was somebody else's produce, it has to be specifically that produce in order to fulfill the obligation. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.